But here in San Angelo, I think you've seen it as a really a success.
I agree. So I agree 100%.
Yeah.
You know, but see, and I do like that because you've heard me preach over and over and over to the point people said, you can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. I think I'm taking care of my sellers and my buyers. But because I've had to go into closings, especially with newer agents, it's kind of, I need your help because they're real mad if I had the listing.
Yeah.
And you know the story. You know the other person, which is you got to come in and straighten this out.
Right.
And I wasn't their realtor. They were. And they had went to a .com. Well, they didn't know till the day of closing. This was 2 years ago.
Happened all the time.
It was $2,000. Yeah. And what do? I said, well, I looked at the face. I said, you picked a crappy lender, mm-hmm. and now you're paying.
Yeah. And the lender's attitude was?
They weren't there. There was no attitude
close.
There. They were there.
Close or don't close. Doesn't make any difference to them kind of a deal. So that kind of has stopped that. And I think you've seen it be a lot cleaner closings, a lot more things don't happen at the last minute. Now, with regular lenders, that didn't happen very often anyway. That would have been a way exception, not something that happened continuously. But the other people, it really did.
And we didn't see all that here in San Angelo.
No. We're blessed in San Angelo, and I think a lot of it is because realtors, whenever they get a contract on the house and somebody says, I'm using blah, blah, blah out of, .com, then they're like, well, let's take a look at that. I mean, you're not looked at favorably for that. And also, whenever you're going to look at houses, do remember, it makes a huge difference if you have a pre-approval. Huge difference.
Well, I'll tell you how things have changed. I don't know if you remember this, but on my end of the deal, and years ago, the relocation companies came out, and they were the first people to say, point blank, we will not accept an offer without one. And realtors at the time went, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, out of the top realtors in town, won't even present an offer or say, you know what, they'll tell their sellers, we're not going to accept this without it.
Right.
Point blank. But why would you?
Yeah, not nowadays.
I mean,
not
no
nowadays.
Reason for it.
Yeah, you might. And they're too easy to get. It takes all of 10 to 15 minutes to do a loan application and get your credit ran and do all
the things you need to do. As you know very well, in my office, we see because you do a bunch of them for us. Is I tell my first thing I tell my buyer, I said, here's what we're going to do. And they go, well, do we have to? I go, yeah, you have to for me to work with you. And here's why. I don't want to put you in a bad situation.
Right.
And they give me that funny look. I said, when we find your perfect house, and we will, I want to take that offer. And I want your offer to have the most power it can have. And if I take it with a pre-approval letter, yours will be more powerful than one that doesn't have one.
Right.
And if it's with a local lender, it will be more powerful.
Exactly. That's a big deal.
It's huge.
Yeah. I've had a lot of people that have told me, the listing agents have told me, whenever I've sent a pre-approval letter, they're like, okay, that holds a lot of weight. That is something that we're going to take into consideration. So I think it's a big plus. Plus, remember that, you don't want to go look at a $200,000 house and you qualify for $150,000. You're going to be sadly disappointed when you have to go down. So don't put you and your family through that. Get pre-approved first.
Well, and what she's just saying, and I've,
And it's free. It doesn't cost anything.
And free's good, but the most important thing, I love using cars because everybody can deal with cars.
Yeah.
Here's what you don't do. You don't go take your family and show them Cadillacs. For sure don't do them that. Oh, my God. Let's talk about sticker shock. And then say, oh, by the way, you're going to get a Kia. That's not fair to your family.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Well, now families are so involved. In the old days, you didn't see that as much. But now it's like when you go look at a house, Well, when they come in for their loan, it's them and all their children. I mean, that's just, it's kind of a different way of doing
things. Well, and guys, let me tell you something I can tell you firsthand. Even if it's the best deal in the whole world and you do some swapping and trading, if you buy a house.
Jan Drive.
Maybe let's just say it's on Jan Drive. If you buy a house on Jan Drive and your wife does not approve of it and you buy it without consenting her.
At Christmas, 2 or 3 days before Christmas and you had to be moved before Christmas.
And y'all drive up and your wife starts crying when she sees the house. It doesn't matter how good a deal it was. It doesn't. You're going to pay out the nose for it and you're going to wish to God you never bought it. So the most important thing is
take the family with you and let them look at the house.
Yes.
Yes. It's a family deal.
How good the deal is, by the time you get through remodeling the house because it was that ugly, and she gets her builder over there, it's no longer a good deal.
And you have to move your Christmas tree.
Decorate
it. And you have to, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that.
Just a word from
we have memories.
Some nightmares. But anyway.
So take your family, though. That's a big deal, is that make sure everybody's part, even to come be pre-approved. I love when it's a husband and a wife or whatever they are together. I mean, I love that, because that way it's everybody knowing what's going on and everybody financially is on the same
page.
Let's
take a break, and I'm going to tell you what I think on the... Welcome back to Real Estate and You. You know what we were talking about, though, is taking the whole family?
Yes.
And let me tell you what happens a lot, and I'll tell you why it's not fair, is the husband will say, hey, just take my wife and whatever she picks out, you know, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. Here's why it's not fair, especially when you go from one town to another. If both people don't get to see what's on the market,
right,
they don't have anything to compare to. They just see one house, they go, well, that's really not that great a house. Or is what, compared to what?
Right.
So you don't get to see what she's picked or what he's picked to know why they picked it.
That's right.
You know, and
what they were comparing it to.
And what other things cost.
Right.
You know, because a house, I'll never forget, you remember David Lewis, one of my best friends, mm-hmm. we went to UT together, room together. And I didn't know this. He bought a house in Highland Park. Well, Highland Park in Dallas is real expensive.
It wasn't very pretty.
It made the Jan house look like a mansion.
It did. It was not
well,
a very pretty
he paid $800,000.
Yeah, it was like crazy. I remember that. It was crazy numbers. And, and it was small.
Oh, yeah.
It was little.
It would have been $80,000.
You paid for the area.
And so, but I had to think compared to up there.
Right.
And I'm trying to keep a straight face going, oh, you got a great deal. Thinking, if you lost your mind.
Yeah.
You know, so
you pay for the area a lot of the time.
He paid 100%.
Yeah. But take your loved ones with you.
Yes.
I think it's just whenever I see a group of people that come into our office, I love that. I mean, I really do. And I don't mind talking to both of them all the time. It does not bother me one bit. It's just like we want everybody to be educated on it.
And one more thing, when you go in, no matter bad, good, or indifferent, you know, I like John Wayne, your fault, my fault, anybody's fault, boom. Tell your loan officer.
Spill your guts.
Well, but here's why.
Because no surprises.
Because if there is surprises, and it gets to the end of the day, maybe she can't fix it then.
Yeah. No, no, no. And I always tell people, I'm on your team. My job is to get you that house. And I want to get you that house if you can afford it, make the payments on it, and all that good stuff. And so our job is to help you get the house. I'm a team member. And I'll tell you what you need to do to get better. I really will. I'll assist you with what you need to do. But I have had, I'm going to say husbands and wives, because I've seen it every direction that there is. But I've seen people come in and they'll call me in advance and they'll say, are you going to run our credit? And I'll say, yes, I am. And they'll say, okay, would you please not tell my husband what I have, what I owe? So it's kind of like, okay, how about we just discuss scores? I don't want to cause any issues, okay? So I'm not going to, like, spill everybody's guts and stuff. But it really is best that I know at least what we're talking about and where we're at.
And here's another deal, too. After she does that, this is real, real important, and we've got the house under contract, everything's perfect. Don't go spend a bunch of money on those credit cards.
Yes, and let me tell you, because I just had this happen yesterday, okay, is that we are back. We quit running soft pulls for just a short period of time.
What's a soft pull?
What that is like 2 days before closing, we rerun your credit, okay? Investors are now requiring it on 100% of the loans we're selling them. Yesterday, I ran two people. One of them got a new installment debt, which right now is being re-underwritten, so we can close tomorrow.
That's horrible.
The other one got a new credit card that didn't hurt him, but it would have been better had I known. If that way, it wouldn't have been any surprise. It did not hurt her, did not hurt him whatsoever, but it would have been better to have known that. So, I mean, I'm like, when you come in and when I go over your credit, I'm telling you, I'm going to run your credit again. And let's don't have anything, because I have people tell me constantly,